The Lord be with you. Who are you? I'm talking to you, little baby. Who are you? You are Jude Russell Rose. And Emily is your mom, and Alan is your dad. And for today, that is enough. But as you grow up a little bit, people will ask you, who are you? And you'll say, I'm Jude Russell Rose. And then you may say, and my favorite color is green, and my favorite ice cream is chocolate, and my favorite dinosaur is a stegosaurus. And that will be enough, because maybe the person you're talking to shares some of those favorite things, and you can be friends. But as you grow even bigger still, people will again ask you, who are you? And they will follow it up by wanting to know, well, who are your friends? And what are your grades? And what activities do you do after school? And depending on how you answer, they may say that you can't be friends. And because these are the things that people want to know when they ask, who are you? You might start to think that you are your friends, or you are your grades, or you are the activities that you do after school. But as soon as you start to think that, people will very quickly begin asking you again, who are you? And they won't care about any of those answers. They'll want to know, what's your job? What have you accomplished? What can you do for me? And because they want to know these things when they ask you, who are you? You may begin to think that the answer to who you are is printed on your resume. Especially since at some point in your life, there will come a time when you want to make life better. You want to make life better for your family, your community, or maybe even the whole world. And when you do that, people will again ask you, who are you? But what they'll want to know is, why should we listen to you? What are your credentials? What gives you the right to dream of a better life for anyone? You see, this is what people ask John the Baptist. John was a man who went around trying to make the world better by pouring water over people. And in his time, the people in charge of religion, folks called priests, they went out to see John pouring water over people and they said, who are you? But they didn't want to know what his favorite color was, or what his grades were, or even what his job was. They wanted to know what his credentials were. They wanted to know why they should listen to him. They wanted to know what gave him the right to dream of a better world for anyone. And these priests, they offered John three options, three answers that they will accept as to why they should listen to him, what credentials would give him the right to do what he is doing. First, they say, are you the Messiah? Are you the person who God is going to send to make everything right in the world? And John answered, I am not. And so the priest asks, well, are you Elijah? Are you that holy man from centuries past who is supposed to come back someday to prepare the way for the Messiah? And John answered, I am not. And so the priests try one more time. They say, well, then are you the prophet that Moses said would someday come and lead our nation in God's ways? And John answers, no. Three times the priests try to give John an identity that would justify what he is doing in this world. Three times they offer him the chance to say that he is the most important person in society, and three times John says, I am not. And so then they ask, well then, who are you? What do you say about yourself? But instead of giving the priests his resume, John talks about who he points to. No, that's right. It's a hard thing, what John's doing. John says, I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. John answers in this way for three reasons. First of all, he answers this way because if you're trying to make the world a better place, Jude, and people come up to you and say, well, who are you? No answer what you give will ever satisfy them. The second reason John answers this way is because it's the truth. He's not the Messiah. He's not going to make everything right. He's not there to tell everyone how to behave. And he doesn't want people to put false hope in him and then get disappointed when they find out he's not that. But the third reason that John answers this way is the most important reason. John answers this way because what he's doing isn't about him. And so the legitimacy of John's actions are based not in who John is. The legitimacy of John's actions is based on who his actions reveal. And John's actions reveal Jesus. You see, John says, I came baptizing for this reason, that Jesus might be revealed. John pours water over people so that they might see Jesus, because it is Jesus who fulfills the words of the prophet Isaiah, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me and sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim release to the captives and liberty to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. It is Jesus who does all this. It is Jesus who is the Messiah, who is going to set everything straight. It's not John. And so John, he lives his life pouring out water on people so that they can see Jesus. And that's what we're here to do today also. We are also here to pour out water on someone so that when we do, we can see Jesus. And the person that we're going to pour water on, Jude, is you. That's right. We're going to pour water on you, just like John poured water on people. And when we pour water on you, we will see Jesus. We will see Jesus in you. In you, we will see the person whose limitless love takes away all the sorrow and brokenness of this world's sin. We will see Jesus in you, even though you don't have a job, even though you haven't accomplished anything, even though you don't have any grades, you don't even have a favorite color. And yet we will still see Jesus in you, because that is who God has made you to be. God made you in your mother's womb to be the bearer of God's image. Jesus has claimed you as his sibling so that together you are God's beloved children with whom God is well pleased. The Holy Spirit has anointed you to be one in Christ. They have done all these things, and you have done nothing to earn it. In you, we see Jesus, not because of anything that you have achieved, and because you haven't done anything to achieve this, it means nothing can take it away from you either. And so when you grow up, you may do all sorts of things. You may paint pictures. You may put out fires like your dad. You may take care of sick people, or maybe you'll take care of kids. Or maybe you'll go around pouring water on people like John did. But in all those things, what helps people see Jesus is not what you do, but it's who you are. Because that is who God made you to be. And when you are who God made you to be, people will see Jesus in you. And that will be hard to remember. It will be hard to remember largely because you're a baby right now and you'll forget this whole thing. But we're recording this service, so you can watch it. Maybe that will help. But even more importantly, you have people here today to help you remember. You have your parents. You have your godparents. You have your grandparents. You have all the people of faith who are watching you right now. And we will help you remember, as you grow up, that we saw Jesus in you when you just were. And the world was better for it. And so, as you grow up, when someone comes to you and they say, "Are you my Messiah? Are you the one who's going to solve all my problems?" May you, like John, say, "I am not." And when people ask you, "Are you your job? Are you your achievements? Are you your grades?" May you say, "I am not." And even when they ask, "Are you your friends? Are you your favorite dinosaur or even your favorite color?" May you say, like John, "No, I am not." And then when they ask, "Well, then who are you? What do you say about yourself?" May you say in that moment what is true today and will be true always, that you are Jude Russell Rose. Emily is your mom. Alan is your dad. But most of all, you are a beloved child of God, made in God's image and anointed with the Holy Spirit. And in you, the world can see Jesus, because you are enough, just as God made you. We see in you today Jesus. May that be true every day for us and for you. Amen.